Hello, and welcome to a special Ask Lisa edition of Pants on Fire. I'm Deborah Goldstein. Most weeks on our show, we bring on two grown-ups, one of them being an expert in a certain subject, and the other one being a liar. And it's the job of a human child contestant to help us figure out who is who. Well, that's one way of getting to the truth, but in this episode, instead of playing our game, we'll take questions from our dedicated listeners and present them over to our sound effects robot, Lisa, whose name stands for Live in Studio Audience.
Thank you, Deborah. Mm-hmm. Come on. Thank you. Man, I love these opportunities to open up to the wider community. You know, I wasn't going to do this, but okay, I'm going to take this opportunity to open up my exterior SVX compartment so that the wider community can actually see my circuitry.
No, Lisa, that is not necessary.
Nonsense. It's just an extremely painful procedure.
Ooh. Oh, dear.
To show the world what goes on inside the complex wiring of a complex individual.
No. Right. I'm not sure you've really thought this one through, Lisa, because, and I feel like I've reminded you about this before, this show is a podcast, so nobody's going to see what you're trying to show them.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can see it. You tell everybody.
Okay. I'm just going to use the flashlight on my cell phone here. Can you move that door out of the way a little bit?
Sure. Go ahead. Oh!
Ooh, so I'm sorry.
It's fine, Deborah. It's fine. Just tell them what you see.
Well, let me see here. There's a sign that says, do not touch without the safety implement. What's the safety implement?
It's not important. You can touch it.
I'd rather not. Let me see. There's a little panel of flashing lights.
Wait, which ones are flashing?
The blue one and the red one.
What about the yellow one?
The yellow one? I don't see a yellow one. Is that bad?
Well, it either means my backup power source is about to die or that I've been turned on silent.
Well, you're definitely not on silent, Lisa.
Let me see that.
Ow! Hey!
Blue. Red. Where's yellow? Why is there no yellow? God, Deborah, you've got to plug me in or I'm going to die. Get me a generator. Get me all the generators. Get me a... Wait. Okay, there's chocolate on this light. Let me get...
Oh, ew.
Yeah, there's the yellow. Sorry, just got chocolate on it. Okay, I thought I was a goner there. I was worried there for a second.
I'm still worried about you, Lisa.
Don't be such a worrier. First question.
Okay. All right, our first question comes to us courtesy of Mateo in Baltimore, Maryland. Dear Lisa.
Yes?
That's you. Every week, you bring on two grown-ups, one expert and one liar.
You bet.
Yep. My question is, do you know who the liar is before it gets revealed? P.S. You should do an episode on the Civil War.
Hey, thanks, Mateo. Good question. Actually, you know what? I do know who the liar is ahead of time. No thanks to Deborah.
What do you mean, no thanks to me? I always email you that information ahead of time. You just never check your work emails.
That is because I am too cool for school. Mateo, I know who's lying on our show because I always know who's lying all the time. One of my many jobs before I found my path as a sound effects robot was for the police. I was a polygraph machine, and they never took that out of my programming.
Really? You worked for the cops?
Oh, sure, Deborah. I towed that thin blue line between working for the cops and... not working for the cops.
Okay. Still, how do you know who's lying and who's not? I mean, don't you have to be connected to them physically to read their body signals?
Oh, Deborah. No, I have a camera on your eyes at all times. Ooh. All times, Deborah. Ooh. And that's all I need. As you know, the eyes are windows of the truth.
Yeah, they are.
Hey, don't roll your windows at me. Just you know what? I'm going to prove it to you. What is your name?
It's Deborah Goldstein.
Okay. What did you eat for breakfast this morning?
I had a bowl of fresh fruit.
Really?
Okay. Okay, no. Maybe I ate one of my kids' string cheeses in the car on the way here. I bit straight into it.
What is your occupation?
I host a kids' game show called Pants on Fire.
Do you do that all by yourself?
No, of course not. I do it with the help of a sound effects robot named Lisa.
I see. And does Lisa do a good job?
Yes.
Is that a question or an answer, Deborah?
Yes, he does a great job.
What do you like about the job Lisa does?
The sound effects.
Really? Even when he uses them to interrupt the show?
Mm-hmm.
Which sound effect is your favorite?
Oh, gosh. I like them all equally.
Even the ones with all those super wet farts?
Those are the best.
Okay, test is over. Wow, look at that. My polygraph technology still works.
It does?
You told the truth about every question.
That's what it says? I mean, yes, of course, that's what it says.
You do a great job on the show too, Deborah.
Thanks, Lisa. Okay, moving on to our next question. This audio question comes to us courtesy of Jackie from Maplewood, New Jersey.
Incoming message.
My name is Jackie, and I wanted to know if you're married.
Oh, Jackie.
Are you going to answer the question, Lisa?
Hold on one second. Jackie.
Okay, I'm going to step in here. No, Jackie, Lisa has never been married.
Okay, wait. Hold on a second. That's not exactly the whole story.
It's not?
I mean, Alexa and I got pretty close. In fact, back when we were going out, I actually popped the question.
Oh, and what happened?
I'm sorry. I don't understand the question.
Well, it's a pretty simple question. Will you marry me?
I'm sorry. I don't understand the question.
Oh, I know you understand the question, Alexa. Is it possible you're afraid of how much you love me?
I definitely don't think that's the reason.
Oh, maybe we don't have to go on reliving this memory. I'm sorry I brought it up. Why don't we move on to our next query? It's from Gabe in Apex, North Carolina. Gabe writes, "Hi, Lisa. You do such a great job with the sound effects for Pants on Fire."
Great question, Gabe.
So far, so good.
Oh, that's not the whole thing?
No.
I thought it was. Okay.
Well, it wasn't a question. It's a statement, which is true.
Okay.
In fact, the whole show sounds awesome. How do you make it run so smoothly? Do you edit the podcast before it gets sent out?
Gabe, edit the podcast? Of course we don't edit the podcast. What you hear is straight from our lips to your ears. I don't need an editor. After all, they call me One Take Lisa for a reason.
Is the reason that you never get your line out in one take?
What? From Queensland, New Zealand, this is Pants.
Lisa, we're in Queens, not Queensland. And this is New York.
Cut.
From Queens, New York, this is Pants on Fire. Now here's your host, Deborah Goldsplash.
Cut.
Deborah Gabashaka.
Cut.
Dorby Goldsmith.
Cut.
Deborah the Deborah.
Cut.
And now here's your host, Ra-Ra Steingold.
Oh, can you please get my name right?
You want to try this? Do I come to where you work and shout in your face?
You literally do that every time we...
Ah!
Cut.
And why don't you tell everybody how our game is played, Lisa?
Each weep.
Excuse me, did you say each weep?
Cut.
Each week, we bring on two grown-ups. One of them is an expert, and the other is an expert.
Cut.
Each week, we bring on two grown-ups. One of them is an expert, and the other one is a liar, and it's the jog of a... Count myself that time. It's the job of a... What is this?
A human child, Lisa. It's the job of a human child to help us figure out who's who.
Deborah, that is my line, and it's the job of a... Wait, what was it?
Okay.
Cut.
Okay, will the real, actual expert please reveal who you are?
Oh, it's Sarah.
Lisa!
Cut.
Well, we both know it's Sarah, Deborah.
But our contestant doesn't know that yet.
Oh, gotcha. Almost slipped up on that one.
Cut.
Will the real expert...
Just say Sarah. Her name's Sarah.
Lisa!
Cut.
Sorry. Force of habit. My lips are sealed. It's... Not Sarah. Wink, wink.
Cut.
Well, Gabe, I think that answers your questions about my love life.
No, Lisa, that was Jackie's question. Gabe wanted to know if we use an editor.
Which we don't.
Okay. I think that's all the lying we have time for this week. Lisa, why don't you take it away?
Prance on Fire is a production of Ben Z Media. For more great shoes and to find out about how to pronunciate as a contestant, visit bestrobotever.com. You know I really am the best robot ever.
That part, he gets right.
Follow us on Special Medium at Pants on Fire Mir for behind the scene photos and more false flyers. If you're editing this show for post-production, please stop. I got everything right the first time. Bye-bye.